Hello, you're listening to The Rolling Wave on the Voice of Vashon with Kat Eggleston.
And John Daly.
We're going to play some, what we call, well, what the world calls Celtic music. We're going to play a bunch of it today, and I think you're going to like it. We're going to kick things off appropriately with the Dropkick Murphys.
Story. This life had many shades. I'd wake up every morning, and before I'd start each day, I'd take a drag from last night's cigarette that smoldered in its tray. Down a little something, and then be on my way. I traveled far and wide, laid this head in many ports. I was guided by a compass. I saw beauty to the north. Drew the tales of many lives and wore the faces of my own. I had these memories all around me so I wouldn't be alone. Some may be from showing up, others are from growing up. Sometimes I was so messed up and didn't have a clue. I ain't winning no one over, I wear it just for you. I got your name written here in a rose tattoo, in a rose tattoo. Your
Well, that was incredible. That's I'm going to butcher the poor guy's name. Parish O'Larkin. And the name of the song was Patrick McRory.
That was that's maybe my new favorite singer. He's just amazing. I was just looking him up. He's a 20-year-old beef farmer. He's from Armagh.
Armagh. Oh, there's a lot of good music in Armagh. A lot of great piping in Armagh.
But is there a lot of good beef farming in Armagh?
I don't know.
That's what I want to know.
When I was in Donegal, in Donegal, you went to the restaurant and you had fish because the fish was so damn good.
Is that like all around Ireland where certain towns are known for certain cuisines?
I don't know. That's just what I discovered while I was there.
Okay.
And we had a dinner of monkfish. That was just amazing.
Yeah.
Just amazing. And it's like when I was in South Uist decades ago, had a dinner of lobster caught that day.
Ooh.
Oh, right out in the bay there. And it was like, holy cow, this is nothing I've ever tasted before. It was pretty amazing. Before that wonderful song, we had Paul Brock with a bit of the Pure Drop, a couple of hornpipes, Down the Glen, and Lass on the Strand. And we kicked things off with the Dropkick Murphys, Rose Tattoo. And the kind of the theme for this month is based on kind of a reaction I had to listening to some podcasts of quote-unquote Celtic music. And so I'm kind of reacting. I don't like the word Celtic. I think it's meaningless at this point. In this podcast, they were playing everything from bluegrass to Kenny Loggins, and it wasn't Kenny Loggins, but it was Kenny Loggins-esque. And I just was like, God, it's a completely meaningless distinction at this point. So for the in this kind of music, that we call it the pure drop. That means it's the pure stuff. It's the good stuff. It's old. It's timeless. It's like soul music. So we're gonna kick the next set off with some piping from Alistair Gillies, who's sadly no longer with us. Some stress bays and hope. Oh, sorry, Kat wants to say something.
We should say that the Dropkick Murphys are coming out here.
Oh, that's right.
Right, they because they're coming. It's in July. I think it's the 26th. I could be wrong. 26th, 24th, something.
Yeah,
at the Doom Peninsula.
At the Doom
Peninsula. So right off the South End ferry boat.
You can walk there.
Right there, right from Vashon Island, beautiful Vashon Island, which is where we are.
Yes.
So check it out.
And we just found out from our good friend Jeff, who's here with, and you recognized the velvety tones of his voice.
Hello.
There, that the Tannehill Weavers are going to be on Vashon. Holy smokes.
On May 8th, about a week and a half from now. May 8th, oh, by the way, 2025.
2025, yeah. So
in case you're listening in the future.
This show will air on May 7th.
So if you're tomorrow.
So if you're listening, go down to the open space tomorrow to catch one of the legendary bands.
And if you're listening in the future, don't.
Yeah. Right? Unless you can time travel. But wasn't there somebody else coming through town? Did you mention somebody?
No.
No, okay.
So I'm not the keeper of the Celtic calendar.
You're not the keeper of the calendar.
Oh, but he is the only person who can say that in this room right
now. Criminy sakes
alive.
I almost...
That was a calamity.
That's right. So we're going to hear some Highland bagpipes from our friend Alistair, who sadly passed away many years ago now. Thank you, Jeff.
Tell me where you're gone, lad, and who you're gone to meet. I'm headed for the station that's in Buchanan Street. I'll join 200,000 that's there to meet the train. Let's bring him back to Glasgow, our own dear John McLean. Dominie, Dominie, there was name like John McLean, the fighting Dominie. Tell me where he's been, lad, why has he been there? They've put him in the prison for preaching in the square. For Johnny held a finger at all the ills he saw. He was right side of the people, he was wrong side of the law. Dominie, Dominie, there was name like John McLean, the fighting Dominie. Johnny was a teacher in one of Glasgow schools. The golden law was silence, but Johnny broke the rules. For a world of social justice, young Johnny couldn't wait. He took his chalk and easel to the man at the shipyard gate. Dominie, Dominie, there was name like John McLean, the fighting Dominie. The leaders of the nation made money hand or fist, be grinding in the people with a fiddle and the twist. Aided and abetted with a preacher and the press, John called for revolution and he called for nothing less. Dominie, Dominie, there was name like John McLean, the fighting Dominie. The bosses and the judges united as one man. For Johnny was a menace to their 1418 plan. They wanted men for slaughter in the fields of armateers. John called upon the people to smash the profiteers. Dominie, Dominie, there was name like John McLean, the fighting Dominie. They brought him to the courtroom in Edinburgh town, but still he didn't cower, he firmly held his ground, and stoutly he defended his every word and deed. 5 years it was his sentence in the jail in Peterhead. Dominie, Dominie, there was name like John McLean, the fighting Dominie. 7 months he lingered in prison misery, till the people rose in fury in Glasgow and Dundee. Lloyd George and all his cronies were shaken to the core. The prison gates were opened and Johnny's free once more. Dominie, Dominie, there was name like John McLean, the fighting Dominie.
Wow. You're listening to The Rolling Wave with Cat Eggleston.
And John Daly.
On The Voice of Vashon. And we have two very special guests. Well, actually, Jeff is not a guest. He's sort of our lord and
special.
Master.
You are indeed special.
We have his lovely wife here with us.
Who is definitely
Hello.
Special.
Very special.
This is Cindy, and she is special.
Even though I have no Irish heritage whatsoever.
Many people in Irish music don't have any
really?
Irish heritage. It's true.
It's an affinity they grow into, eh?
Well, I've heard it said that everybody likes the music, at least some portion of it.
Well, that is true.
Yeah.
It's just I was raised on Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra and Joey Bishop. You know, I can name a crooner in three notes.
Name that crooner.
I or croonette thought, in the case of Ella Fitzgerald and
I would have
Sarah
thought
Vaughan.
Hank Williams and that, just since you grew up in Oklahoma.
Well, that was around too, for sure. I mean, I do know an awful lot about Ghost Riders in the Sky, etc.
Oh, Ghost Riders?
Ghost Riders.
Oh, Ghost
Riders. That was what I heard too. I always thought,
nowadays.
Is there actually a song out there? I've
you know,
wondered
there
that before.
Be. Ghost Riders in
Ghost
the Sky.
Ghost Riders in the Sky, yeah, you're, especially.
I like it. Kind of like Sky Riders.
Oh, dear God. Well, maybe I will.
Well,
maybe
speaking we'll of writers.
If anyone could do it, you could.
Well, thank you.
You've got the Oklahoma vibe by in heredity.
The connection.
We have, well, both Kat and Cindy are writers.
That's right.
Published writers.
It
Jeff,
is true.
Have you written anything that's been published?
No.
Other than your
Coitus
Interruptus?
Just my podcast.
And 10,000 funny radio commercials.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess those have been published in their own weird way.
And you started that book on work-life balance.
Yeah, but I
back
didn't.
Back when that was hot.
I didn't finish it because I had no work-life balance.
Well, that did turn out to be the case.
Yeah. That, I think, is a time-honored tradition with people.
That's
it's hard
right.
to be an expert in something if you can't actually achieve it.
Although they say if you can't do, teach.
Yes, I think a lot of books come out of aspirational kind of tendencies,
yeah.
You know, I would really like to achieve this. I'm studying it right now. It's all I think about. Maybe I'll write a book.
Indeed.
Yes. Well, we should get back to the music here.
What did we just hear, John?
We just heard Bridgetown, which includes Johnny B. Connolly, who originally from Ireland, from Dublin, but now lives in Portland. And he's going to be performing on the island. And I'm sorry, I don't have the date. Wait, I might.
I'll look it up. You get back to it.
That's okay. I can cut this out later.
Yeah.
Okay.
While you look for it.
While you look it up. Tell us about Dropkick Murphys on your T-shirt. Is that a place or a person?
It's a band.
It's a band. We just
played
them. And
yeah, they're going to be in Tacoma. But yeah, so we heard Johnny B. Connolly with some really lovely tunes there, a couple of jigs, and then we heard The Ballad of John McLean, who was a socialist rabble-rouser in industrial Scotland in the 30s, and the singer was Matt Ginn. And we kicked things off with some Highland bagpipes played by the master, Alistair Gillies, some stress bays and reels.
Nice.
And and now we're going to hear some Mary Jane Lamond and Wendy McIsaac from Cape Breton on the east coast of Canada, and this is a Gaelic song called Hamaroon.
Edigia Hamaroon, Hamaroon, Edigia, Panwa Hururum, Dohu, Hamindu. Sauna mula na pantua ha mo bua eregia kaninu miskantuai leshna hua shlenna chien eregia ha morun ha morun eregia fanwa hururum dohu ha mindu Sauna mula na paunart ha mo gra erigian Gert nach tuku gandawab do ya
Jacques Swan, Jack Chilin, Eregia Amorun, Amorun, Eregia, Panwa Hururum, Dohu, Amin, Duri, Bima Vahiruma Gra, Edik Suas Tok, Dovish Nacht Gatan, Gia Fata Vuat. Havi Gruan Enurika Edegia Hamorun Hamorun Edegia Fanwa Hururun Dohu Hamindu Riyuhiye Nuara Victu Santai All Stu Nok Sorik and Kini Victor Votale the Vot Stuka Shirik, Eregia Amorun, Amorun, Eregia, Panwa Hururun, Dohu, Hamindu, Riyuhiye. Tua kamba wani uchiak hananina kanan gruan van nach duaraten gie e gie amorun amorun e gie van wahururun dohu amin duri uchiak e
with your lifetime. Like the sun rolls in the west. Go home, go home to your father's doorway. Go home and cry your fill till the seas run dry and the fish they
That was the Oyster Band, Blackwater Side. Before that, we heard Conor Moriarty, Deirdre McVicar, Connell O'Kane, and Niall Preston playing some hornpipes and reels. And Kat will tell you about the hornpipe in a second. And then we kick things off with Mary Jane Lamond and Wendy McIsaac, Hamaroon.
So you love that. Yeah, the first hornpipe was Horace Keane's. Horace Keane's, written by my old friend Jimmy Keane for his father, who everybody called the Horse. And kind of commemorating after he passed away. And it's one of our favorite tunes. It gets played a lot. It gets a lot of different treatments to it. That one was just bouncy. It was fantastic.
Yeah, it's really
it was
nice.
Great, wonderful
nice
playing
of it. Yeah. We want to thank you all for listening to the Voice of Vashon and specifically the Rolling Wave. And this is an all-volunteer radio station, and we have real professionals like Jeff and Cindy here helping us. We love your financial support. You know, we do a lot of research for the show, and we spend some money to bring you the music, and it's our joy. But you could pay us back by supporting
Voice of Vashon. VoiceofVashon.org is where you go. There's a donate button there somewhere.
It's real easy to set it up for, you know, just like a $15 donation every month.
Mm-hmm.
It's really easy to do. So thank you. Did you want to add anything, Kat?
No, it's one of our great local resources, really. It's a wonderful station. There are a number of people who come in and have something completely unique and valuable to offer is just fantastic.
Yeah, you know, and
do check it out.
I was listening to this podcast of Celtic music, and
wow, that was serious delivery.
Yeah,
Celtic.
It was a serious, very serious.
It practically
Celtic
needed
music
reverb
podcast.
On
it. He provides his own reverb.
Luke, I am your podcaster. But anyway, the guy spent 15 minutes on an hour show promoting himself and his Patreon page and everything else. It was sad, actually.
That is a hole Patreon can fall into sometimes.
Yeah. Well, we're going to kick things back into gear here with Caitlin Warblow, who played on the island not long ago. And this is her wonderful fiddling. Thank you.
Thank you.
was some wonderful fiddling from Ontario. The fiddler's name is Shane Cook, and the step dancer was Emily Flack. Wonderful,
wonderful
stuff.
That was really great.
And then we heard the Outer Hebrides answer to ZZ Top. It's a band called Pete and Diesel, and that was their anthem called My Island. I thought that was appropriate.
It deserves another, it deserves another verse for Our Island, too.
That's right. Well, you know.
But, man, that was a great song. That was a great band.
Yeah.
Heartfelt.
Yeah. Really.
And then Diesel.
we started things off with Caitlin Warblow off of her CD called The Warblow Range, and that was The Porthole of the Kelp. I don't know what the heck that means.
The Porthole of the Kelp?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
What does that mean? I have no idea.
Well, you could take that about six directions.
Yeah.
You could.
And we want to thank you again. We've been Kat Eggleston.
And John Daly.
And our good friends.
The
Cindy
Hoyts.
And Hoyt.
Cindy and Jeff.
Jeff and Cindy Hoyt.
That was the very professional voice of
one of the most famous voices in the world. And Jeff, do you your podcast?
I'm doing season three of my podcast as soon as we get back from this trip. About to leave for Ecuador, and when we get back, I've got my list. I've got most of the episodes written, and I'm going to start producing
Excellent.
Them.
So look for that. That's Hoytus Interruptus.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to finish with Tony McManus, who's going to be on the island.
On the 17th of May. There's a lot of guitar stuff going on right about that time because of the Laconer Guitar Festival, which is, you know, coming up right then. I actually have a gig at the festival that day, so I won't be able to be here. But you all should see Tony McManus. He is the best in the world at doing the kind of stuff that I try to do. And the week before that, on May 11th, Mother's Day, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so you can also go take your mom out to dinner afterwards, is me and Steve Davidson and Tracy Moore. Steve is from Arkansas. Tracy is from Camino Island. All bunch of guitar stuff. So there you have it. But go see Tony McManus because, my God, this will be his third time here, I think. He's amazing.
Yes, well, thank you again, all of you, for listening. And we're going to go out with some guitar music from Tony McManus. Thanks, Jeff.